This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Zipping through Congress. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, Friday, March 10. Thanks for being with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Two House committees have approved the Republican plan to replace Obamacare, but there's still resistance from conservatives, which could jeopardize the measure in the Senate.
Washington State will go to court again over President Trump's newest executive order on immigration.
Court filings accuse NFL teams of mishandling painkillers and other drugs. We'll have a report in about 10 minutes.
And missing in action, giant contracts for home run hitters.
As a whole sport, people have started moving away from sort of these one-dimensional players, guys who may hit a lot of home runs and don't do much else, and really turn their attention to complete players, guys that bring lots of different things to the table. And the reason for that is now we have the mathematic tools to really evaluate defense, base running, how these things actually impact wins.
Wall Street Journal sports writer Jared Diamond on home runs no longer paying the bills. He's here in about 20 minutes. Calling it the best and only chance we're going to get, House Speaker Paul Ryan says legislation that would replace Obamacare has now moved through two committees, though he acknowledges conservative opposition.
This bill is written so that it can't be filibustered, so that they have to bring it up and vote on it in the Senate. And if we put things in this bill that take that privilege off of it so that it's not reconciliation, they won't even vote on it.
Conservatives like Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton are saying start over, get it right. Don't get it fast.
I'm afraid that it could make it worse in some ways, that insurance rates would continue to go up and that Americans would have even less control and less choice over their health care systems.
Among the House bill's biggest changes is to begin reducing funding for Medicaid after 2019, reversing an expansion under Obamacare. After that, the federal government would give a set amount of Medicaid funding to states each year. Separately, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has introduced a bill to repeal most of Obamacare without replacing it. Washington State, which played a central legal role in stalling President Trump's original executive order on immigration, also will challenge the new version. And Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson will have company. Several other Democratic-led states also say they'll join the lawsuit. This will test whether the Trump administration has made enough revisions this time around to pass judicial muster.
With the exception of removing Iraq from that list of countries, the language is virtually identical as the original executive order. For that reason, we're asserting that the president cannot unilaterally declare himself free of the court's restraining order and injunction.
Mr. Ferguson won a preliminary ruling last month that barred Mr. Trump from enforcing his first executive order from late January. That order sought to prevent people from seven nations from traveling to the U.S. The new version significantly scales back its predecessor, for example, by exempting those who already have visas or green cards and by removing Iraq from the list of affected countries. Changing gears, the National Football League may have some explaining to do. The Washington Post has read sealed court documents in a federal lawsuit filed by former players. The accusations are that teams violated federal laws governing prescription drugs, disregarded guidance on how to distribute controlled substances, and plied their players with powerful painkillers and anti-inflammatories each season. More from this morning's Dave Duncan.
It's a rare look into the NFL's relationship with drugs and how team doctors manage the pain that's inherent in the sport. The court filing describes multiple instances in which team and league officials were made aware of abuses and were either slow in responding or failed to comply. Anthony Yates, the Pittsburgh Steelers team doctor, testified in a deposition that a majority of clubs as of 2010 had trainers handling prescriptions and controlled substances when they should not have. An NFL spokesman called the allegations meritless. Gordon?
Thank you, Dave. It's 10 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business-class PC featuring Intel Core processors lets small business employees do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio. Thanks for spending time with us. Chaos in South Korea today after President Park Geun-hye was thrown out of office by the country's constitutional court. Ms. Park had earlier been impeached and suspended over accusations that she helped a friend win bribes from big companies like Samsung. Protests in the capital of Seoul led to a couple of deaths earlier today. That's where we find Wall Street Journal staff writer Jonathan Chang. Jonathan, recap what went down, you know, besides her career.
Well, President Park has been running South Korea for the past 4 years. She is a conservative and actually found herself quite closely aligned with the U.S. in terms of her North Korea policy, trying to put pressure on Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. However, she had a problem with one of her close friends who prosecutors have accused of extorting money from some of the biggest companies here in South Korea. That includes Samsung, that includes Hyundai, LG, some big household names. And Park was implicated as an accomplice, essentially allowing her friend to use the presidential office to squeeze these conglomerates for money. They, of course, deny the charges, but the National Assembly voted to strip her of her powers in December, and the Constitutional Court, which has a final say in all such matters, ruled today that they agree with the impeachment, and as of today, she's gone.
What has the reaction been like?
Well, from her supporters, it's been pretty angry. They have been trying to get into the Constitutional Court. Of course, the court itself is ringed with police officers and riot police, and there have actually been two deaths today.
Yeah.
Related to those protests. Many of Park's supporters are rather elderly, not all of them, but many of them are, and I don't know that they were quite prepared for the situation.
Wow. All right, so now what, Jonathan?
Well, now we have a snap election. It needs to take place within 2 months, so that takes us to early May. And almost all of the leading contenders here are people who would take South Korea in quite a different direction than the one that Park was on. That means one that would embrace North Korea a little bit more, try to engage North Korea, have dialogue with the country, perhaps even seek a summit meeting with Kim Jong-un. It would probably distance South Korea a little bit from the U.S. And a little bit from Japan, with which it has a long historical rivalry.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal staff reporter Jonathan Chang, who's with us today from Seoul, South Korea, talking about their president there, President Park, getting removed from office. What does it do to the relationship with countries, say, in Asia, if there's going to be now possibly a little distance between Washington and Seoul?
Well, frankly, it puts South Korea a little bit out of step with the mood these days, which really does seem to be squeezing North Korea. It didn't help that North Korea is being implicated in the murder of Kim Jong-nam in Malaysia, which turned a lot of other countries against it as well. Even China, North Korea's traditional ally, appears to be perhaps turning the screws on North Korea. It said that it will no longer accept coal imports from North Korea, which is important because coal is one of the very few things that North Korea can sell to other countries that other countries want and are willing to pay for. So at a time when almost everyone is turning their back on North Korea, if you have South Korea perhaps engaging, then it could give them some lifeline, some respite here.
Thanks, Jonathan. Wall Street Journal reporter Jonathan Chang with us today from Seoul, South Korea. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, @GordonDeal. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, or rather after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Court and President Trump is talking optimistically about prospects for a passage of the Republican health care overhaul, despite some divisions within the GOP and staunch opposition from Democrats. Debbie Stabenow, a Democratic senator from Michigan, says this bill takes specific aim at women's resources.
Once again, being a woman is going to be a pre-existing condition.
Trump says the plans of the Republicans are coming along great. The bill advanced through two House committees yesterday. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says tech firms will get exclusive access to details of the CIA's cyber warfare program. Assange, who's holed up at an embassy in London, says he's decided to give the tech companies further leaks first.
WikiLeaks discovered the material as a result of it being passed around a number of different members of the U.S. intelligence community out of control in an unauthorized fashion.
The anti-secrecy website has published thousands of CIA documents, including what it says are the CIA's hacking tools. Federal agencies have launched a criminal investigation into the release of those documents. South Korea's constitutional court today removed President Park Geun-hye from office over a graft scandal at a time of rising tensions with North Korea and China. The ruling sparked protests from hundreds of her supporters, two of whom were killed in clashes with police outside court. Park becomes South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be forced from office, capping months of turmoil over a corruption scandal that also landed the head of the Samsung conglomerate in jail. Well, you've certainly heard about solo sails around the Atlantic. How about a solo sail on a stand-up paddleboard? South African water sport pro Chris Burdish has crossed the Atlantic unassisted and unsupported. The big wave surfer and Guinness World Record holder crossed 4,500 nautical miles, setting off from Morocco on December 6th and arriving in Antigua yesterday. Burdish's stand-up paddleboard wasn't an off-the-shelf model. It was 20 feet long and had a tiny cabin and solar panels, but that doesn't mean the journey was any less difficult.
So it was a boat. He was in a boat.
He stood up the whole time.
That's
insane.
Are you
kidding me?
That is insane. Hey, what's that giant? Oh, that's a whale. Let me just turn a few feet left here and avoid
it. I don't
know
why people do these things.
That is incredible. 4,500 miles. What are you doing? It's 22 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Big shift taking place in baseball right now. For decades, sluggers were rewarded handsomely with massive contracts, but the sudden volume of homers across the league is changing that. Wall Street Journal national baseball writer Jared Diamond has a look at the declining value of some home run hitters. Jared, what are we seeing?
Well, this was a very fascinating winter all around the baseball world. We saw big power hitters, the kind of players that as recently as a year or two ago would command huge salaries in free agency, all didn't, and all received less than many projected, less than they might have in the past. And it happened to enough guys all at once that you start thinking, what has gone on? Obviously, something has changed that stopped these guys from commanding the market that they did just a couple of years ago.
Mm. You start off by saying, poor Edwin Encarnacion. Boy, the poor guy had to settle for a three-year, $60 million deal because, what, his home run swing fell out of favor somehow? What's up?
Well, look, of course, no one should feel too bad for Edwin Encarnacion for signing that $60 million deal, but he did have an $80 million deal on the table at the start of the offseason, which he turned down because he was convinced, and his agents at least were convinced, that there was going to be a nine-figure deal and a $100 million deal offered to him at some point. And there's a few reasons for why it never happened, but I think the biggest one from talking to people all around the industry is player valuation has changed. What we view as important in baseball has changed. And as a whole sport, people have started moving away from sort of these one-dimensional players, guys that may hit a lot of home runs and don't do much else, and really turn their attention to complete players, guys that bring lots of different things to the table. And the reason for that is now we have the tools, the mathematic tools, to really evaluate defense, base running, how these things actually impact wins. So suddenly a guy that may hit a lot of home runs or plays bad defense, we can now say, quantify with numbers, that's not good enough. This guy that may hit fewer home runs but plays better defense is actually more valuable than you. And that's something that we just couldn't do with the naked eye 5 years ago.
Wow. We're speaking with Jared Diamond, Wall Street Journal national baseball writer. He's written a piece called Home Runs are no longer paying the bills. And you say kind of that maybe the strangest situation offseason involved Chris Carter, who was tied with the National League for the National League lead with 41 home runs last year. What happened here offseason?
Chris Carter barely could find a job. He very much considered going to Japan because there was so little interest for him. He was a guy that was under team control by the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers just let him go. They could have gone with him to salary arbitration because he was eligible for salary arbitration. The Brewers recognized that if he had gone to arbitration with him, Chris Carter probably would have gotten a salary of close to $8 million or more in arbitration. The Brewers said, on the open market, this guy's not worth anywhere close to $8 million. So they just let him go. They just cut him. He ended up signing with the New York Yankees for only $3.5 million.
Wow,
so clearly,
man, the
Brewers' gamble was very much correct. And Chris Carter is that classic example of the one-dimensional player. He strikes out a ton. He does not hit for a high batting average. Mm. He really does not have a position. He's best used as a designated hitter or a very, very subpar first baseman. And in the past, that 41 home runs would sort of compensate for a lot of those other things. That's a big number. It's hard to believe that a guy who leads the league in home runs basically gets cut. But that's what happened to Chris Carter. Now he's essentially a backup first baseman for the Yankees.
How about that? Wall Street Journal national baseball writer Jared Diamond. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Are you looking for a great wine at a great price? The solution is Cameron Hughes Wines. He's got a fascinating story. Cameron Hughes has relationships with these high-end wineries and producers all around the world, where he sources his wine and sells direct to you for much less than you'd pay under other labels. His wines deliver on price, value, and quality. Best price, best wine, quality guaranteed. The best part is Cam guarantees all his wines. If you're unhappy with any bottle you buy from him, he'll make it right. Now, Cameron Hughes doesn't typically offer discounts because his prices are so much less than retail, but he's offering our listeners a fantastic deal on your first order of three or more bottles. Free shipping on that order and a sommelier-grade corkscrew. Only if you go to chwine.com and use my code DEAL. The only way to get free shipping and your free sommelier corkscrew, go to chwine.com. chwine.com. Shop for your wine. Enter my code DEAL at checkout. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer. This wine is fantastic. The deal is phenomenal. And I want you to go online and order it today. Again, chwine.com with the code DEAL.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Glad you're with us on this Friday, March 10. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Obamacare replacement passes two House committees. South Korea's president is out. Radio Shack will close nearly 200 stores as part of another bankruptcy. South by Southwest starts today. Game of Thrones returns July 16. New York Times says radioactive wild boars in Japan are keeping residents from moving back to the area of that Fukushima nuclear meltdown. Nike working on a head covering for the growing number of female Muslim athletes. And cybersecurity tips for the mildly paranoid. That report in about 20 minutes. Well, with congressional Republicans finally outlining a replacement for President Obama's Affordable Care Act, a huge battle over health care in America is now underway again. But there's a reason Obamacare, as the ACA is known, turned out to be convoluted and controversial. Health reform is, well, enormously complicated. As President Trump and his GOP allies guide a replacement through Congress, they're bound to encounter the same obstacles. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman is here with a couple of the biggest. Rick, set this up.
This is immediately controversial, what the Republicans are trying to do. It's controversial even within the Republican Party. And I'm basically predicting, and I think this is a very safe prediction, that President Trump, as he tries to shepherd some kind of repeal in place bill through Congress, is going to run into very much the same barriers that President Obama ran into. This is very, very difficult to do politically. It's extremely complex. And those facts are going to dog Trump much as they dogged Obama. And they could even prevent him from even getting something through Congress.
Right. All right. So as you point out here, Americans profoundly disagree about health care. Explain the disagreements here.
This is the biggest problem any politician faces trying to make large improvements to the healthcare system, is Americans just don't agree what the healthcare system should be. And it's a simple question. Should healthcare in the United States be a right? Should everybody be entitled to reasonably affordable healthcare coverage? Or should it be a privilege that you either have to earn somehow or work for, or otherwise you don't get? And up till now, the honest answer to that is healthcare is a privilege, not a right. Obamacare did extend coverage to about 20 million people who didn't have it before, but there's still over 29 million Americans who still don't have healthcare coverage, even with Obamacare. And if just a few years ago, before Obamacare went into effect, we had 50 million Americans who did not have health insurance, which was, frankly, a problem for everybody. That was a problem for people who did not have insurance, and it was a problem for people who did have insurance.
Yeah.
Because when those people actually need care, they tend to get it at emergency rooms. And since they don't have coverage, the cost of that just gets borne by everybody else through higher healthcare premiums. So we just do not agree on what healthcare should be in the United States. And it's worth pointing out that just about every other developed country in the world, in Europe, Canada, Australia, Japan, they all have some kind of universally available healthcare system in general that is provided or backed by the government, which is one of the reasons we don't have that sort of program here. We don't like programs that are backed by the government, but we have the worst healthcare coverage in terms of people, percentage of people who are covered of any nation, any developed nation in the world.
And in the meantime, the uphill climb continues because you say it's healthcare just keeps getting more expensive.
Yeah, this is just a huge inherent problem that a lot of people get wrong. Now, a lot of people think that healthcare premiums only started to rise. The overall cost of healthcare. Whether it's actual medical care or insurance premiums, a lot of people think that that's been going up by so much because of Obamacare. That is not true. Healthcare costs have been rising by far more than regular inflation, going all the way back to the mid-1980s. And the gap between the regular rate of inflation and the inflation rate for medical care, it just keeps getting wider and wider. And Obamacare just basically did nothing to change that trend. I mean, it's a trend that was in place for 25 years before Obamacare went into effect. That trend remains in place, and healthcare costs are still going up by more than the cost of just about everything else. This has a lot, you know, this is complicated. This is for a lot of reasons. We have an aging population. A lot of people use too much care because they're, in a way, overinsured. The technology for some of the heroic interventions toward the last months or even days of life are extraordinarily expensive, but everybody is entitled to that and so forth. So these are some of the reasons healthcare costs are going up. And until you can really get costs under control, you are not going to come up with an effective way to cover everybody for a simple reason. It's just too freaking expensive.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Time now for a weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online over the past few days. We're joined now by Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith. Good morning, Charlotte. International Women's Day grabbing a lot of headlines this week.
Good morning, Gordon. And yes, this week the world celebrated International Women's Day, and people came to Google to learn more about the iconic women throughout history and how people were celebrating around the world. Our most searched for female world leader was German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Mm. Is International Men's Day coming up anytime soon?
Actually, there is an International Men's Day. It's in November. You have a while to wait.
I didn't realize that. I was trying to be a smart aleck, and there you are. Proving
there
me wrong.
There you go.
Why is Ed Sheeran making news?
Well, Ed Sheeran seems to be larger than life. The ginger crooner announced a world tour this week, and all 16 songs off of his latest album, named Divide, are expected to make it onto Billboard's top 40. All 16.
Hmm.
So that's wild. His entire YouTube has gained over a billion views thus far. So, you know, he's out of control.
Wow, 16 for 16. That's a lot of bang for your buck if you're buying that album.
It's true.
Right? Man. What is this Anza Borrego Desert State Park?
Well, Anza Borrego Desert State Park is making news this week because it's experiencing a super bloom. Super blooms are explosions of wildflowers in deserts. Very Instagrammable, very pretty, and happening for the first time in almost 20 years. So everyone is making their way to Antipurco Desert State Park, looking at pictures and trying to plan their trips because these flowers might disappear as soon as next week, wow, thanks to high winds and very hungry caterpillars.
Well, where is this place?
This place is about 2 hours from San Diego, in California.
Very good. We're speaking live this morning with Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith about the things we've been searching for the most online over the past few days. How about Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow, always my favorite subject. But the former NFL star and Heisman Trophy winner has traded touchdowns for not quite home runs. Tim Tebow made his baseball debut this week at spring training with the New York Mets.
Yes. Grounded into a double play, drove in a run, right? Big day. Big day for Tim.
Big day.
Did you call him, by the way, a former NFL star? Was that the language you used there?
Yes, but not because of his playing. He was just a personality.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm glad you clarified. How about Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins announcing some interesting news this week. They are eliminating synthetic colors from their food and beverages by the end of 2018. So lots of people turning to Google to find out whether or not their favorite flavors are on the chopping block. As you can imagine, both Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins have some very colorful food items.
Yeah, so what's
interesting to see what happens there.
What's up with that? What's going on here?
I don't know. I only eat artificial colorings and flavorings, Gordon, so I'm particularly upset.
Well, this is brutal for you, I can imagine. I'm probably included in that crowd also. Thanks for a few minutes, as always. Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith with us live this morning. It's 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. Friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter with the username at This Morning Show. If you'd like a little cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Gordon on Twitter with the username at Gordon Deal. I'm distracted this morning. I found this this new Twitter page. Nature is Scary, it's called. Can't stop watching these videos. 13 minutes in front of the hour. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Happy Friday. It's 8 minutes in front of the hour. On This Morning, Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, several states have joined Hawaii in a legal challenge to President Trump's revised travel ban. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the revised ban has the same illegal motivations as the original and harms residents.
With the exception of removing Iraq from that list of countries, the language is virtually identical as the original executive order. For that reason, we're asserting that the president cannot unilaterally declare himself free of the court's restraining order and injunction.
Also joining the challenge, Oregon, Minnesota, New York, and Massachusetts. The new executive order is slated to go into effect March 16th. FBI Director James Comey traveled to Capitol Hill yesterday to meet with congressional leaders on a number of national security issues. Comey was expected to field questions on a range of topics, including the recent WikiLeaks release of purported CIA files, Russian interference in the presidential election, and President Trump's assertion that former President Obama ordered the wiretapping of Trump Tower last year. The meetings were prompted by a request of party leaders from the House and Senate, as well as the chairs and ranking members of both chambers' intelligence committees. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says he doesn't believe carbon dioxide is a primary contributor to global warming. He appeared yesterday on CNBC.
No, I think that measuring with precision human activity on the climate is something very challenging to do, and there's tremendous disagreement about the degree of impact. So no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see.
The statement contradicts the public stance of the agency Pruitt leads. His view is also at odds with the opinion of NASA and NOAA. We already don't get enough sleep, and this weekend most of us will get even less. As the clocks spring forward early Sunday morning, Career Builder has found that 60% of us think a lack of sleep has hurt our work. 29% say it makes the day go slower. 27% say we're less motivated. 25% are less productive. At the same time, nearly half of us say thinking about work keeps us up at night.
Mm. I would trade that lost hour of sleep every Saturday night for the whole winter to have that hour of daylight.
Oh, yeah.
Without changing the clocks.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
Oh, without changing the clocks?
I mean, to have that hour of daylight all year long.
Oh.
I'd trade that lost hour of sleep.
Gotcha.
Every weekend that's in effect. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Glad you're with us. So it looks as if the CIA could potentially break into most smartphone or computer networks, right? At least according to these stolen documents released by WikiLeaks. USA Today has a list of things everyone should be doing to keep their information relatively confidential. One, don't get phished. Emails or texts designed to look like they're from a trusted sender. Click the link, right? You're screwed. Number two, turn on two-factor authentication. Three, only use a secure web browser, right? In the URL, look for HTTPS, not just HTTP. Number four, use strong passwords. Five, install a modern operating system. Six, install security updates and patches. Seven, use a security program. Eight, use encrypted messaging software like WhatsApp. This was compromised on certain phones running Android, but hackers did not break the encryption of the programs themselves. Number nine, install a camera cover on your computer and phone. And 10, use a landline, no digital trail like text or email. 11, unplug and turn off your devices to guarantee they're not spying on you. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.